You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as we always do, with a sense of how the markets have been moving. I'm joined on the line by Senior Market Analyst at XNest, Terence Hove, to do that. Good evening, Terence. Lovely to catch up with you. It's been a rather calmer day today than it was yesterday, depending on which markets you were looking at. Markets seemingly rather positive around the fact that the Trump inauguration has finally been concluded. Equity markets having a good day, even the Rand gaining a bit of ground against the dollar.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Great to be back on the show. I think all eyes and attention was definitely on yesterday evening, early evening hour time, you know, when U.S. President Trump took oath of office. So I think that especially on, you know, the subsequent actions of what he did, you know, signing those orders. And I think that's where the market jittery was, you know, leading to the day, to say to what extent and, you know, what level of detail is he going to proceed with. So I think there's still a lot of moving parts, you know, from the orders that were signed in. So the outlook now is for us in terms of, is it favorable for us? I think time will tell, especially trade-wise, but certainly, you know, markets are responding positively from a Rand perspective. And, you know, yeah.
Terence, when we look at some of the other market movements, I mean, the Rand gaining a bit of ground against all of the major currencies there. But when we look at something like Bitcoin that hit all-time highs ahead of that inauguration, Trump has obviously been pro-Bitcoin. We saw a bit of retracement. We're now seeing Bitcoin kind of back closer towards the $100,000 level than towards the $110,000 that it was yesterday around this time. What do we make of that? I mean, obviously, a lot of it was just potentially buy the rumor, sell the fact kind of movements. But are we still optimistic about other areas like the crypto space when compared to things like equity markets?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, Jimmy, I think sometime last year we spoke on Bitcoin and where it could go. And I mean, look where it is, way past 100. So Bitcoin is still very much in play. I mean, there's still a lot to come from President Donald Trump when it comes to crypto industry. I mean, over and above crypto, just fintech alone, is the inauguration yesterday was very testament to that. I think that's been a lot of the market headlines, you know, all those, you know, tech executives that were there. So when we look at Bitcoin, there's still a lot more room for it to run, especially when the actual policies start coming into place. And I think the price movements that we're seeing is the speculative nature of, you know, Bitcoin, because it is a very popular cryptocurrency. It sees a lot of flows, and probably at those higher levels, there was quite considerable profit taking. you know, which pushed the price lower to about 102, to the 102 level. So, you know, providing support there. And we're starting to see buyers coming back strongly into the market, those that are favoring that to be a very good level to get in at the moment. So I think, you know, Bitcoin will remain volatile as it is, you know, being quite speculative, popular speculative instrument, if I can call it that. And then from the investment perspective, I mean, we can't ignore how the return of Bitcoin has been over such a short space of time, especially in comparison to equities. So I mean, of course, it's always volatile, you know, it then drops significantly, but similar to equities. I mean, a stock could sell off significantly. So I think Bitcoin is still very much a very attractive instrument, and cryptos being an asset class are very attractive leading into the Trump administration.
Terence, I want to look at commodities. They have also been kind of doing well, especially gold since yesterday. Gold price back north, closer to the $2,750 range. I mean, we kind of struggled to break back above $2,700 at some point, and now it looks as though there's very little that can stop the gold price. What are your thoughts around the gold price, but also other commodities like platinum and the Brent crude?
Yeah, so if we look at the gold prices, it's For me, gold is always a good indicator of the risk that anticipated in the market. So moving higher is showing that the market is, you know, moved into a risk, you know, off sentiment. You know, there's a risk element that is, you know, driving this move higher of gold in particular, you know, with the inauguration yesterday. So there's a lot of concerns, especially around trade. You know, would there be full-out trade wars? I mean, China is buckling down there, getting ready for the Trump administration. So there's a lot to see unfolding there. And I think that's the risk that we're seeing starting to push the price of gold higher as well.
Terence, when we look at some of the local movements, I mean, you mentioned, of course, that some of the equities that were seemingly under pressure or not really doing so well, not really favored, are now starting to come back. And I'm looking at some of them locally as well. We're having some really good movements, the likes of MTN doing about 5% today as well. Are you liking any particular sectors going into 2025 that you think might be offering value to investors?
Yeah, I think global sentiment-wise, especially with the resources, it's going to be very interesting to see how, you know, 2025 is going to play out, because I think with the Trump administration, the promises that he's made and putting America first is going to probably see quite a shift in trade. So now, is that going to be very positive for us? And how is China going to position itself in terms of pushing for more economic stimulus, a more vibrant economy? Are they going to consume more resources? And you know, if it plays out to be that, then this sector will likely perform well. And I think the retail sector now is also one to watch because of a lot of these moving parts. I mean, I read earlier Governor Kanyago mentioning that there's a lot of moving parts, but it reduces the expectation of cutting rate a lot, you know, rates a lot more going into 2025 than previously thought. So possibly less rate cuts if these policies turn out to be inflationary. And if that's the case, then the consumer, you know, in the retail industry might, you know, remain constrained because we need rates to move quite lower for that disposable income to grow for consumers. So the retail sector is going to be interesting to watch going into 2025 and resources as well.
Mm-hmm. Terence, you mentioned obviously the comments from Governor Kanyago, but there were also other comments from the IMF that I picked up on today. IMF has come out to revise South Africa's outlook down again. It looks like we're being revised down to kind of where we were in 2024, about 0.8% growth for the year. Do you think that revision to the downside is highlighting some of the concerns that you might be looking at as well? Or is the overall sense of just waiting for markets to settle weighing a lot on some of the sentiment from around the world?
Yeah, I think the primary driver there definitely, you know, what they're looking at is risk factors in that rating. I mean, the finance minister also came out saying it about 2027 will come out of junk status. So there is a goal to mitigate, you know, the outlook or the rating for the country. But I think there's a lot of, you know, structural issues and you know, aspects that still need to be completely addressed, you know, to also support that improved outlook, as the finance minister, you know, advised that 2027, expecting South Africa to come out of junk status. But that would need a lot of, you know, structural changes and improvements, you know, within the South African system.
So lots still to do, but we are seemingly on the right track. Things are looking more positive as we start off the year, and hopefully markets can continue with this positive sentiment and the positive direction. We'll leave the conversation there, Terence. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Xness, joining us to take a look at some of the market movements today, as well as some of the global factors that could be affecting markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.